at the very start, before they even shaped and formed the program, they went and consulted with the municipalities to really get a deep understanding. What are the constraints for municipalities? Because what they found, that not much work really happened. And they were for various reasons. There was the lack of leadership. So there was a lack of political commitment, as well as the kind of commitment needed by all the sectoral departments to get the climate work forging ahead. The program always was aware and acknowledged the true challenges that municipalities in South Africa face. And so the tone and the approach and the ethos of the local government climate change support program was really one of learning by doing. In every engagement with the municipality, it's a workshop, a training, a telephone call. So even though it was national government, it was not necessarily a top-down approach. It was in consultation with the municipalities all the while through and doing together. What the program did was really bring about a deep awareness of climate change and what its impacts are and the priority areas that municipalities need to intervene or act or respond to withstand the impacts, but also how to mitigate against climate change. How do you develop? You have to have a coordinated response, even as a municipality, to responding to climate change. And it brought with it the skills, the expertise, and the knowledge to integrate into the municipality to be able to develop these action plans so that the municipality can actually respond to climate in a coordinated manner. Action may have fallen short in the implementation. The plans may have been developed, but they didn't get implemented. And that spoke to various things. It's the political and administrative commitment. It's the lack of human resources and financial resources. You know, there's such a myriad of learnings that come out of an 8-year process such as this. And the key kind of takeaways here for me was the program. It was not prescriptive. The program was dynamic in the way that it was able to respond to the different municipalities in the different provinces. The other takeaway that I would share is that at the outset, I think that the program developed very good relationships with the municipalities, because it's one thing delivering training and building capacity, but you really have to convince a municipality that they need to respond to climate change. And it really was because of these individuals in the program who forged really good relationships with the municipalities and built a relationship of trust that helped to convince municipalities and get the political and administrative commitment to embark on this journey of climate action.